Throughout the past months on this program, we've been asking you for your questions about post-campfire recovery, and you have asked us many. They've ranged from what's happening to the water on the ridge to how does our community combat compassion fatigue. Tonight, we have an answer to one question submitted by Kelly Minton from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Her parents were displaced by the fire. Kelly asked, "Will Google preserve the man on the street Google Maps view of Old Paradise so Paradise can be visited virtually?" NSPR's Nicole Camarda researched the question and has this story.
Before I even answer this question, if you've never used Street View on the Google Maps website, it's a feature that makes you feel as if you're standing in a street and allows you to take a 360-degree look around a neighborhood. To understand the online mapping system better, I reached out to someone you've probably heard on NSPR before, Dave Schlom. He hosts the program Blue Dot and is also a past resident of Paradise, spending 30 years of his life there. He says he recently looked at the town on the flyover or satellite view, and he was surprised by what he saw.
I had looked at Paradise not too long ago, and it was still there, in, you know, where the old pictures of the town were there. And I noticed, oh, now they've got it updated. It's burned.
He then checked the Street View map to see if that had also changed. It was still the same, and he could still virtually visit places in Paradise, like one of the first homes he'd ever lived in when he was a kid. Schlom says it's nice to have the old Street View, but it might not be very healthy for someone to constantly use. He says he started going down the rabbit hole.
Wanting to go look at, you know, every home I'd ever lived in the street view and that kind of thing. And then after a while, I decided this isn't good for me.
I wanted to see what Paradise currently looked like on Google Street View. I was shocked when I visited the website. After typing in Paradise, California, the street view placed me inside of a burnt car.
That is definitely not what it looks like.
That's Danielle Hansen. She lived in Paradise for 23 years before losing her house in the campfire and was with me when I was looking at the map.
And then it's just nothing you even recognize. That was one of the colors on the driveway.
Hansen agreed with Schlom that if Google does archive what Paradise looked like before, it wouldn't benefit her at all to look at it daily online.
But if I had to go somewhere to look at it, I think that's history, and you have to keep that alive now. And keeping Paradise alive and what Paradise was to what it's going to be would be important.
Google Maps declined to comment for the story, but what I have learned while doing this research is that Google Maps does archive the street view using a special timeline function. If the address you're looking at has archived photos, you'll see a small clock at the top left of the map. If you click it, you'll be able to scroll through any previous maps. Other disaster locations around the world also seem to indicate the street view of Paradise will be archived. If you look up the World Trade Center in New York, you'll find there are previous street views of the new World Trade Center being built after the 9/11 attacks. Again, I was unable to confirm that Google Maps will preserve the street view of Paradise, but it seems like there is a precedence. It's also important to note that the street view archives only go back to the years and places where the Google Street View car previously traveled and took photos, so some places may not be a part of the current or possible preserved street view. If you're curious to learn more about the feature, head to mynspr.org. But if you do look up Paradise, beware. Google Maps has changed the photos from before and after the fire a few times, so who knows what you'll end up seeing. For NSPR News, I'm Nicole Camarda.